Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any one of my shows over the last 2 years of broadcasting at brucesalen.com. Just go to the radio show page, scroll on down, and you'll find all the shows. And you can listen directly on my website or right-click on the download button and download segments, all commercial-free. Today we spoke about social media, and are you addicted to it? As I was listening to the commercials on the break, I was laughing to myself that one of them is a commercial to hire me as a consultant to learn social media. I think it's a good thing to do, and I hope you, if you do choose to hire me or anyone to learn about social media, you find the correct balance in your life regarding your activities in social media or anything, because an addiction to anything too much can be destructive in your life. As I've told you earlier, I will be gone on vacation next week. I am going heli-skiing in British Columbia with my wife, leaving tomorrow. We go to Calgary, followed by a seven-hour bus ride to a remote location where a helicopter takes us to a lodge that is only accessible by helicopter in the winter. And then we take helicopters up and down the mountain for 6.5 days. I am very, very excited. Next week, Wayne Levine of The Men's Room will be my first guest host, and he will do his own version of my show in his own way, and I expect it will be terrific, so please tune in and hear a whole new show from his viewpoint. I hope you will like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and visit my newly designed website. Particularly, I'd love you to stay in the loop by signing up for my newsletter right there on the homepage. You will get a weekly newsletter which will tell you what's happening with Dad Chat, have a link to the newest Because I Said So comic strip, and the newest I'm Not That Dad vlog. And that is all you will receive. You will not be bothered or besieged, and you do not have to buy anything. I'm real happy with the current vlog. I play silly man to the straight person, a wonderful trainer in the Southern California area by the name of Yael, who was gracious enough to take me around a gym. And you can watch that three-minute I'm Not That Dad vlog, which is called Exercise with Bruce, on my website. Dad Chat is every Thursday night. I constantly remind you, everybody that has participated in Dad Chat seems to really, really enjoy it. I will be writing a guest post for my friend Dave Taylor soon about how to participate and how I host Dad Chat using the website called TweetGrid, tweetgrid.com. It is a brain exercise to follow an active chat like Dad Chat, because we will have anywhere from about 1,000 to 2,000 tweets in 1 hour. To put that in perspective, 3,600 tweets would be one per second. So 1,200 tweets, which is about our average, is one every 3 seconds. That is intense, and it's not easy to follow, but it is really mentally challenging. Sometimes I find after one of these chats, I am actually exhausted. On April 12th, we will be celebrating the one-year anniversary of Dad Chat with very special co-host Guy Kawasaki. We will be talking about his new book, What the Plus. I urge you to put that down on your calendar. April 12th, Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sponsor slots are open, so if you're interested in being a part of the Bruce Salen Show, just write me at bruce@brucesalen.com. The topic today was social media addiction, and the question I asked myself was, since I work out of the house, do I put aside my work to pay attention to my boys when they come in to see me in my home office? And when I thought about it, honestly, I decided the answer was decidedly mixed one of sometimes. I don't like that answer, and I'm now working towards all the time, because there's little that I do work-wise that can't wait, and frankly, there's precious little time I have left with my boys at home, with one of them going off to college in the fall and the other finishing his freshman year in high school. Nothing I do work-wise is more important than those moments with my boys. Even my dogs come into my office and they want attention, and I usually stop and give them a little and then gently push them towards the doggy bed that I have next to my desk. My work is social media, so the distinction between that work and play is not completely clear, especially to my family. They see me so-called at work, and they see me laughing, smiling, and talking to myself. I actually mumble when I'm writing, and they think I'm just having a good time. It's just the way I work. And if I was in an outside office, would they really have the same kind of resentment towards what I do? It's very interesting. The other big issue, I think, for parents is teaching their kids to balance the time they spend on screens with the time they spend in real life. And I would urge all parents to make sure that the ratio is no less than 1-to-1 For every hour of screen time, there's an hour doing something that is not involved with a screen, a sport, an activity, being with a friend, just simply playing. And I would actually argue the ratio should probably be higher, more like 2 hours of non-screen time to every hour. But at the very least, do be aware of it if you want to be the best mom or dad you can be. Ask yourself these questions. We are almost out of time, and I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader in chief, Mr. Les Carroll, who is our station manager here at KZSB AM 1290, my home station in Santa Barbara, California. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.